Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we do two short du'as. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kani yaqul fi du'aihi, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri ma amiltu wa min sharri ma lam a'mal, rawahu Muslim. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in his supplication, in his du'as, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri ma amiltu. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek protection from you in the evil of my actions. So the first thing we realize here is that evil of the actions that I've done. Amiltu means those past actions, those actions that I've already done. I seek protection in you from the evil of those actions. What we realize is that actions has consequences. When a person does action, it can have good consequences, it can have evil consequences. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Wallah, I seek protection from the evil consequences of my actions. In other words, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% perfect. Allah Pak had made him ma'asum. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't commit any gunas. But these people were so careful. How Anbiya alayhi wa sallam were so careful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the greatest of the Anbiya, that even if something was, two things were in the category of correct. One was less correct than the other. In other words, it wasn't the best thing to have done, but because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have thought that maybe I haven't done the best, so he would consider that as a gunah. And pious people are like that. If they didn't do what was the best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would consider that also as a gunah. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from the consequences of those the evil of those actions that I have committed. And the next thing is, وَمِن شَرِّ مَا لَمْ أَعْمَلْ, and save me from the evil and the evil consequences of what that I haven't committed also. In other words, those future sins, those future errors, those future gunas, teaching us that this is what we should be asking for. That even for the future also, be so worried about gunas, that you're not only asking for the protection of the from the evil of the past gunas, you're also asking for protection from the evil of the future gunas that you must do. That, oh Allah Pak, save me from committing these gunas. I don't want to commit these gunas. Now, ulama explained something also very nicely, is that gunas are linked. There's a taluk, like a string, between sin and the end result of sin, and the end result of all sin is Jahannam. So therefore, Jahannam is the place of the greatest amount of anxiety, anguish, worries, depression, sadness. All the difficulties you can think of is found in Jahannam. And there's a link between gunas and Jahannam. So when a person gets involved in that gunas, he's automatically bringing some anguish upon himself, he's bringing some depression amongst himself, he's bringing some anxiety upon himself, he's bringing the difficulties that is normally found in Jahannam upon himself by being linked with gunas, which is linked with Jahannam. And on the other side, we look at Jannat, and all good actions are linked with Jannat. And Jannat is the place of happiness, of sukoon, of rahat, of ease, of beauty. Everything is found in Jannat. When a person links himself up with good actions, let's take one action like Salah, coming to the masjid. Person is linking himself up to those actions that are linked to Jannat. When he does those actions, now he's bringing that sukoon in his life. He's bringing that happiness in his life. He's bringing that tranquility in his life. Because all this now is linked to Jannat. So therefore we learn from this hadith one important thing, one good thing. That if we want to link ourselves with depression and sadness and all difficult things, then we must commit gunas. Because these gunas create that problems in our life, because it's linked to Jahannam. And if we want happiness in our life, we want to feel good in our life, we want to take away that depression and sadness and those things that are causing us to become very, very, very sad, then the thing we need to do is link ourselves up with those things that are linked to Jannat. Because Jannat is the place of ultimate happiness, ultimate enjoyment, ultimate amount of excitement. So if we really want that, then we should link ourselves up with A'mal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, tomorrow we do the next hadith. Requires a bit of explanation, but what we can learn from here is that don't ever think that if I'm going to do something that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's going to be no shar, there's going to be no evil consequences. There are always evil consequences of our gunas and our sins. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being of that category, of that level, is teaching us that ask protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil consequences of our gunas. Therefore you'll find a person might think that I'm involved in fraud and my bank balance is increasing. What the ulama are speaking about, they shouldn't get involved in fraud, don't get involved in interest. I'm seeing my bank balance increasing. But we don't realize there's evil consequences. Maybe we won't see it in the bank balance, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause something else to come in that person's life. And so often you hear people who went through all the experiences, they'll tell you that when I was involved in interest, I thought when I was involved in fraud, I thought when I was involved in these things, I was making so much. But suddenly something came upon me, I lost everything. I lost everything to such an extent that I even lost my family. One person once mentioned to me, he said that sometimes I would take 3 flights a day to 3 different provinces because I had 3 companies running. He had 3 construction companies running. And then he told me that because he got involved in the wrong things, he says, today I lost everything, I don't have 1 penny also. So that shows that when a person gets involved in gunas, he might think that his bank balance is increasing, he might see himself flying to this province, that province, flying here, flying there, he might get excited about it, but he doesn't realize that the evil consequences one day can take everything away. So therefore we should be very, very careful of our gunas and our sins. And from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that seek protection Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the past also, and even those gunas we haven't committed, we are so worried about the evil consequences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the sins of the future gunas, we ask you protection from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.